Kum Lenin of Black Gemara, we are up to the beginning of the Peidig of Peizayin Amun Aleph, Peidig Isha. Okay, now remember we learned before that when it comes to Karban Pesach, men, women are all equally liable and everyone has to register for the Karban. So the question is, there's an interesting discussion here, a woman, would she rather be part of her husband's Karban or her parents' Karban? The Gemara is going to make a difference whether it's early on in her married life or a bit later on. Isha, woman. Bizman shehibet beis baila. When she is living at home with the husband, shachat alea baila, the husband shechted an animal having her in mind, v'shachat alea via, and her father also still had her in mind. Teichel mishel baila. Then she goes along with her husband. Because probably that's where she wanted to be all along with her husband's seder. Holcha regel rishon lasa beis aviyah. If the first yom tov after their marriage, he went back to her parents' house for the seder, then shachet aleh aviyah. If her father shechted, v'shachet aleh bala, and her husband shechted, toichel b'mokem sheiroitze. Now she has to choose between her parents' home. This is the first yom tov after they got married. She's still very close to her parents or her husband's. She can choose. And the Gemara then will tell us whether this has to do with Breyer, as we'll soon see. So we're just in the middle of the Mishnah, the Peizayin. Yosem, an orphan, Sheshachtu Olav Apotrophisin, he had two different executors who were in charge of his estate, and both of them Shechted, having him in mind. Yechum Akhenerites, again, he can choose whichever one he wants to join. Which Gemara will bring up a discussion about, does this have to do with Breyer, that an act later, or a decision later, will have a retrospective bearing. What about an Eved Shashnei Shutrim, a servant or a slave that belongs to two different owners, and each one had in mind, L'yechul Mishnei Shneim, he cannot eat the either one, because each one only owns half of him, and they have no control of the other half, so therefore, he's not really a participant in either carbon. The only way is if one of the owners gives over his rights to the other owner for Pesach. Misha Chetzia Eved Chetzbachari, somebody is half free and half a slave, also L'yechul Mishnei Rabbi, cannot eat from his master's carbon, because his master probably did not have in mind, he only had in mind the part that he's an owner over, not of the other part. Now the Gemara understood when it says that the woman later on can choose if she's at her parents' house the first Seder, whether she wants to join her parents or she wants to join her husband. Sounds like she's going to decide at the Seder whose carbon she's going to participate with. Isn't that a case of Breda? We know there's always an argument. Shammer, no, don't you hear, you can bring it out in this Mishnah, that yes, Breda, that the later's decision can impact on the past. Says the Gemara, my Reutzer, you misunderstood. You think that at the Seder table she decides? Bishar Shchita. She has to decide at the time, from the beginning. When they're about to shech the carbon, she can decide then whichever carbon she wants to be part of. They would ask her at the time of Shchita. So which carbon do you want to be part of? Don't do it Breda. But Aminu will ask you a question, and the Braisa seems to differ with our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says generally she's the husband, except the first Yom Tov she can choose. And the Braisa, this is the other way around. Aminu, Isha, regular Isha, the very first Yom Tov after her marriage, we're going to assume she wanted to be with her parents in the Seder. And the second Yom Tov, and onwards, then then she could choose her husband's or her parents. Not like our Mishnah, like Kasha. So we say there's two kinds of girls. Now those girls that can be the dufa leilich, that those girls that constantly feel this keenness to go back to the parents and tell them how life is and how wonderful it is, so she's very close to the parents. And there, if she that she's not so eager to constantly run to her parents. So if she's not then keen to run to her parents all the time, she's probably with her husband. Then the first Yom Tov is where she has a choice, and then onward she's with her husband. But there are some girls that can't, let go of their apron strings, and therefore they are with the parents. So the first Yom Tov for sure is the parents, and the rest still have a choice. So the Raisa is talking about a dufa, and Amish is talking about Einir dufa. Says the Gemara further, because it says in Pasuk, it says in Pasuk, how do you know that a woman wants to go back to her parents? It says in Pasuk, Oz Hayisi Be'einov, I was then in his eyes, Kemutzeis Shalom. That everything was perfect. In other words, she feels this need that she has to the father, wow, the marriage is going well, and everything is working out. Hashem is saying then about the Yidin, he's describing it, that I was then in their eyes, and so on and so forth. Like, you know, that everything is working out perfect. And so, she found that life in her new home is perfect. She's running to her parents all the time to tell them how wonderful life is with the husband, without realizing that that actually makes her still close, very close to her parents. We'll bring other proofs now. Rabbi Yechonon said that we are considered like a married woman. Will come a time when she will come. Hashem said, you will no longer call me latikli oid baili. You will no longer call me baili. Baili is the stage when they are just engaged. Ishi, a husband, is much more intimate. That's when they are actually married. So right now we're engaged to David. When she will come, we will be married. Like a kala in the house of her in-laws, like a kala, will no longer be like a kala still attached to her parents. In other words, we're no longer engaged, we're actually married. Okay, talking about these analogies or allegories, all these examples of marriage and so on, to the relationship between Eden and Hashem. So we bring another pasuk, where this pasuk says, we have a younger sister, she's so young, she doesn't have yet her breasts undeveloped. What is that talking about? Zu Elam, that is the city of Elam, where Daniel was raised. Shushan was in the area, the province called Elam. And Shazach Salum Eloch Lamed. And Shushan, Daniel was obviously above everything else, but he did not really teach Torah anywhere. That's Elam. But the contrast that to Ezra, who came from Bavel, and there, you know, he went out and he taught Torah. And we learned that Ezra could have given, Matan Torah could have happened through Ezra as well. Says the Pasuk, more examples, and I am a wall, the Shaddai Kimigdolis. And I guess my breasts are like towers. What's referring to? I'm protecting the people, Zutayda. That is Zutayda. The Shaddai Kimigdolis, Elu Tamid Chamim. These are Tamid Chamim that are constantly nursing others, they're teaching other people Torah. Just like the chest of a woman. Rava says, "Ani chayma, I am a wall and protective wall." Who can ask Israel? That's the entire Jewish populace. The Shodai Kimigdolas. What's like these towers? Elu bote kinesias ubote medrashas. These are the shuls ubote medrashas that are protecting over our generation. It says the pasuk. Asher bonenu, that our children kinetiyim, that our children are like young little trees. Megadolim b'nureyim, that grew up in their youth. But our daughters are kezavias. Mechutavas, we'll see later what kezavias means. Mechutavas tavas zehechol, shaped like the Beis Hamikdash. What does that mean? What are these analogies? So we start off. But they knew kitim, our kids are like young trees. Elubachi, so these young ones like tamu tam chet. They never committed a sin, like a young little tree is still very, you know, still in the early days of growing up. Benaseinu, our daughters are kizavius. What do you mean our daughters are like zavius? That it means elubusul, so these young girls, she'oigdeis pischeim the baleyan. They will not have any intimate relations with anybody, and the first one will have intimate relations with will be eventually their husband. Or Rashi gives another pshat, that they will tell the husbands when they're in a state of nidah, so they shouldn't have any relations. How does the word zavius? What does it have to do with the word zavius, what we just said here? Because it actually says, umolu kamizra kezavius mizbech. They'll fill up the mizra, they'll fill up these vessels, kezavius mizbeach, like the corners of the mizbech. Like the corners of the mizbech. So we see that zavius has to do with filling up. therefore, I'm standing over here. That the girls are full of taiva, but they control themselves. They will not, as Ash explains, they will not in any way indulge. Or Ibayisem, or Tesis learns that the corners of the bed is full of blood, and this woman is full of blood as well, and she will not have any relations and break her blood, hymen, all that, before she's married. Ibay Temacha, or from the following pasuk, where this pasuk says that Mizaveinu Mileim, our corners are full, Mizan Elzan, from one Seder year to year, time to another Seder time. So again, we see the idea that it's full. And we're touching it, it's full of taiva, full of blood. Further, the tablet heichal wouldn't be shaped like the form of the Beis HaMikdash. Elu, the boys and the girls, ma'alalein akosav, the Torah considers the way they behave, ki'ilu nivne heichal b'mein, as if the Beis HaMikdash was built in their times. Because the schus of the way they're behaving. Okay, says the Gemara further, before we started off the whole sugya here, sake, that the Eden are compared to, you know, and the Avishta, like a Ishi or a Baili to a Kala. Most interesting thing. There's an interesting Tanakh, which if you don't learn this Gemara, it's very hard to understand. There's a Tanakh, one of the Nevi'im is called Hosea. It's in Treyasa. And basically it's all about it. Hashem tells Hosea that he should go out and find a prostitute who is famous for being available to everybody. And he dafka should marry her and have kids, and who knows if the kids will be his or from all these other men that she has the alliances with, and so on. It's an amazing Tanakh if you ever read Hosea, and it's hard to understand what in the world is going on here. So the Gemara here explains what happened and who Hosea was. Says the Gemara, "Dvar Hashem Hosea Hosea." These are the words of David that was to Hosea. It says in the Pasuk, "Nadish Hosea, the son of Beedi, lived in the times." It mentions four kings here: Uzio, Yosam, Achaz, and Chizki. And these are all Malkei Yehuda, the kings of Yehuda. Bepedik Echad Nisnabu Dalad Neviim. There were four Neviim lived concurrently with Godel Shabakul Hosea. There are four Neviim, including Yeshaya, that Yeshaya is considered the greatest Navi. And Hosea, says was even greater than Yeshaya. So Hosea was something special. Shenemar, how do I know he's the greatest? It says the Pasuk, Tchilas Devar Hashem B'Hosea. The very first one it mentions here was that Hosea. It says Hashem spoke to Hosea. It says in the next pasuk, Tchilas Dvar Hashem B'Hashem. All the Nevi'im, the first one was Hosea. V'chorim in Tchila, v'chib Hosea v'chila, the first Nevi Hashem ever spoke to was Hosea, while the Moshe had Hosea, Kam Nevi'im, there's so many Nevi'im before Moshe, till Hosea. Amri Yechin Tchila Labo Nevi'im, she's Nabu Bo'is HaPedek. There were four Nevi'im living concurrently, and he was Tchila. The Abishan spoke to him before anybody else. V'elu Hein Hosea, who lived at that time, Yeshaya, Amos, and Umicha. So the Eden then were terrible Rishayim. So Hashem turns to Hosea and says, you know, your children have sinned. So what happened? They're my children, they're your children. No, but he should have stood and pleaded on behalf of the Eden. They're the children of the ones that you treasure so much. That's Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Gal gerachamechel, and he should have said, Eibishter, cast your rachmanis on them. Loy dayesh le'omakach, not only he didn't defend the Yidden, elag, omalach ne'elefon ebeishon, kol ha'eshlechahu, the world is yours, ha'vidim u'macheles, find some another nation, you need the Yidden, who needs them, they're terrible. Omakach le'baruch ma'aser le'zokin zeh, what should I do to this old man? Eibishter by calling him a zok and sort of excusing Hosea for his behavior, because he was waiting, he was trying to evoke from Hosea Phyllis. It didn't happen. On Melos Hashem says to Hosea, I'll tell you what. He says to Hosea, Leich v'kach ishazayne, go ahead and marry a prostitute. Go ahead and have children. Who knows if they're your children or not. And then after you marry her, have a few kids, and you fall in love with her, I want you, shalchum al panecha. I'm going to ask you to divorce her. Let's see how easy it is for you to divorce a woman who totally misbehaves, cheats on you, and so on and so forth. Afani shalach Yisrael. And then you want me to just cast Eden aside and find myself another nation? Remember, it says, this is what it says in the Pasuk. Yeim and Hashem Elisheya, David said to Elisheya, Lech Kach, now this part of the Elisheya, we're just surmising what David said to himself. Lech Kach, he says, Nuni, I want you to go ahead and marry a harlot, V'yaldez and Nuni, and the children will be children of a harlot, you'll never know whose children they are. The Chassid says, "Vayelich, he went, Vayikach as Goymer Bas Dvolim. He married a woman called Goymer, the daughter of Dvolim." Big machlek is in the fortune whether it actually happened or this is like a dream. But Goymer, he married Goymer Bas Dvolim. Goymer, why we should call Goymer? Omer Rav Shahakol Goymerim Bo. Everyone has relations and complete their relations, intimacy with her, with this Goymer girl, Bas Dvolim, the daughter. of the volley. People spoke badly about her, and her the same thing. She was the daughter of a Halil as well, so it's in the family. Ushmul Amar says the volume Shemasika v'Hakol Kedavla. She sweetened everybody's eyes like a dried fig, because everybody had relations with her. Rav Yechon says Shahakol Doshi b'Bedavla. Everyone steps on her like these press figs together. What is Goymer? Amar Yehuda Shebikshu Legama Mamayna Sheyisrael Biomer. Why is it called Goymer? Because they wanted to take away all the money of the Eden in her time. And Rabbi Yechon says that not, in fact, not, they wanted it. Omar bozuzu v'gomru. They pillaged, they plundered, and they took everything away. Shnehemar, it says in the pasuk, ke'avdam melech aram, ke'ibdam melech aram, the king of Aram went and took everything away, v'yisimim ka'ofa l'daish, and they turned them like offer to dirt. L'daish, and everyone stepped on them. So first he had a son. This is Hishael. He had a son with his harlot. I want you to call this child Yisrael. That's how I wanted to call him his name. Why? Ki oid ma'at, a little bit longer, upakarati is me Yisrael al-Beisyeh, because I will then appoint that the blood of Yisrael should be on top of the family of Yehu. Yehu was the king, and he was going to lose his kingdom. He's going to lose his kingdom. And I will destroy the Malchus by Yisrael. And he had a daughter, and Hashem said to Hashem, Krashma, I want you to call her Loy Ruchma, no Rachmanus. No more Rachmanus on the Eden. I will no longer have Rachmanus on the Eden. Kinosoi, Esalahem. I will not in any way atone their sins. But he had another son. This is his second son now. Hashem called Krashma. I want you to call him Loy Ami. I want you to call your next son Loy Ami, no longer my nation. Ki atem Loy Ami v'noch Loy Elochem. You're no longer my nation, I'm no longer part of you. La'achel shenodu l'shnei bonim achos. Now you had a whole family. You had two sons, one daughter, and the names were named to remind him how merciless he was. Ola kadosh baruch l'sheya. Loy elach l'umad Moshe Rabbach. Shouldn't you have learned from Moshe, your teacher? Shekiva shedabarti imo. As soon as I spoke to him, Pidush Menisha, he had to separate from his wife. Nu avato. B'dol achel men, I want you to divorce her. I can't have a family. I can't send her away and let alone to divorce her. Did you learn your lesson? Your wife is a harlot, and you know that everyone in town knows her intimately. And the children, who knows who the parents are, who the father is. And you have no idea whose son it is, your daughter it is. My Eden, who are my children, and the children of my dear ones, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And who are they? Echad ma'abok in Yonish. You can see by Lomi is one of the four transactions that I made with this world. Toida, Kinyan Echad Toida is one Kinyan transaction. So he said, Hashem Kononi, Reish is Darkoi. One transaction was a Toida itself, because it says in the Pasig that Hashem was coining me, acquired me. That's the first thing that he did. Reish is Darkoi, the beginning of his traveling. Shemayim Varet Kinyan Echad, heaven and earth is a Kinyan. If it says, Koinish Shemayim Varet. That he acquired Shemayim v'Oretz, heaven and earth. Beis Hamidah Kinyach Yosef said, "Pasuk Har Zeh Konso Yeminoi." It says that this Mahar, this mountain, Konso Yeminoi, that he acquired on the right side. And Yisrael Kinyach Yosef says, "Amzu Kanisa, this nation I bought." Va'ata Amarta He'evidim U'Machel. You want me to take this nation I love so much and to transfer them for another nation altogether? So then, this is the Avishai wanted that he should come to the realization on his own. Kivan sheyada shechata, he realized that he sinned. He started davening, asked Avishai mechila. All you think about yourself. I want you to daven after Eden because of you. The three names of your kids is what I decreed against the Eden. That want that they should no longer be my nation, and I will never forgive them, and Yisrael will take over. So he went ahead and he asked the Rachmim, and he annulled the decree. The Hischel Levorchon, he started to actually bench the Yidden, despite the fact that they were showing me benched them. Shneimer it says, the number of Yidden should be like the sand in the ocean. Instead of saying that you're no longer considered my nation, is you should actually say, instead of saying you're no longer my nation, you should say, Yom Elohim, B'nei Kel Choy, you're the children of the Eibishter, the living Eibishter. B'nikbatu B'nei Yehuda B'nei Yisrael Yachda, when they should all gather together. In the next passage, he says, "V'zerayti li, I will spread you ba'aretz, v'richamti, and I will have rachmanis es lo ruchama, those that I said I will not have rachmanis." So he's unraveling or undoing what he said. But Martin, I said, "Loy ami," to the people that were will no longer be my nation. Ami ata, you're now my nation again. So he davened and he undid what he did. Amar Rabbi Yechon, in case any of you are aspiring to become a rabbi, oy lo l'rabbanus. The worst thing is Rabbanus, or leadership generally. Shemekabedes es ba'alea. It buries its the people who have become Rabbanim, all the pressure and the trouble and everything else, that they die young. She'ein lecha kol novi v'novi. There isn't a prophet. She'lekipech arba melochim b'yamav. Every novi outlived the kings. Because the king, even though novi also you can argue a little bit of a leader, but doesn't have the pressure like a king does, that a king has to live with. And we call that Rabbanus, or leadership. Yeah, so the Gemara, Shenemet says, so you see from here, the word Rabbonus actually doesn't mean a Rav. Rabbonus means a leader, because we're talking about kings, and we're calling it Rabbonus. So the Gemara, Shenemet says, Chazon Yishayo ben Amoiz, Asher Chazal Yehuda Yerushalayim, that Yishayo saw, that he saw on Yehuda and Yerushalayim, and it says, not passing the times of Uziyo, Yoysom, Ochaz, Chizke, he would live four kings. Omer Yechon, Mipnei ma zocha Yerovam ben Yoyosh, why is it that Yerovam, the son of Yoyosh, who's a Melech Yisrael, remember these Nevi'im were all from Malki Yehuda, the king was split, it was Malki Yehuda, Malki Yisrael. Why was it that Yerovam, the son of Yoyosh, who was the king of Eden, Lehimonus and Malki Yehuda, why was he accepted together with Malki Yehuda? He did not accept when they said a terrible slander against Amos. And Navin Amos, he refused to accept it. Minola, on the Imna Fitla, where do you find that he was actually included? The Chesivit says, Dvar Hashem Asher Hoya El Hoysheya Ben Be'edi V'mei Uzio Yoysam Ochaz Yudamach Yehudim. Then it says, U'v'mei Yerovam Ben Yoyosh Melech Yisrael. He's included together with Malki Yehudim. Didn't accept Nashnahara. Because it says a pasuk, Yishlach Amatzia sent Koyin Beis El. He was a Koyin in the house of Avodah Zarah. He was actually a very bad person. Yerovam Melech Yisrael Lamer. He said to Yerovam, the son of Yoyosh, king of Yisrael Lamer, you should know that what that kosher alecha that he's planning against you and plotting against you. Uksi, who the Navi? Uksi, it says, "Kikoyam Amos." And what did he? Who's plotting against you? This is what Amos said. Becherev Yamos Yerovam. He said, "I want that Yerovam will die with a sword." So he was prophesying that you're going to die young. Omar. So what was his reaction? His reaction was, "Chas v'shalom Omar oisat tzadikach." I don't believe for a minute that he actually said that. If he did say it, he's a Navi. If he says something, the Abishah told him, if it's against me, maybe I don't deserve. My father was told that I'll have two more generations, so therefore there's another generation after me. But let's say, maybe I sinned, and therefore I don't deserve anymore to continue living, so maybe that's true also. If so, it's my fault. Even when the Abishah is angry, he remembers, he says the word Rachmim, even though he's saying, I don't want to have Rachmanis, the fact that he uses that word evokes by him some kind of a compassion. He said, I will no longer have Rachmanis on the Yidden. I no longer have Rachmanis on the Yidden. Nevertheless, he used the word Rachmanis. I will atone them. I will forgive them. Omer Ablezer, interesting thing. Two things. Why did the Eibishter scatter the Eden throughout the world? For two reasons. Reason number one, Kedei sheyitoys v'aleim gedim. In actuality, that the gedim encourage or gedim those in the neshamas, like as the Ramban says, a gedim is guy. Chidor brings down a gedim is guy means that he already has a neshama of a yid within them, that they should be able to realize who they are and become a gedim. The Eden all live in one place. Then the people around the world won't be part of it. But they see Eden all over the world. you'll find so many gavim, like we see here in Australia. Shnema, it says in the pasuk, "Is that I tealei be'eretz, I will plant in the ground." Klum adam zareya, so when a person he can refers to the Eden, then he says, "I'm going to plant them." Klum adam zareya, nobody plants seeds unless they expect a bountiful produce. El lahachm is kamba koded, and he wants to take out of it, extract a lot of a lot more than he put in. So same thing, Eden. Eden should add more gedim. Rav Yechonam Mahachom here it says, "V'lichamti al havrachmanes es loyruchama." I will have rachmanes es loyruchama for the nation that I said I will not have rachmanes for. So we see again the Eibishter always ends up having rachmanes. Om Rav Yechon, Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rav Yechon said, "Name Rav Shimon ben Yochai." We already had a few times, and we'll have later on as well. Whenever it says Meshum, it doesn't mean he heard directly from them, because it's impossible. It means he heard it somebody in between, and then eventually Rabbi Yechon is the one who revealed it. We find many times Rabbi Yechon is saying things in the name of Shimon Yochai. Alochus or Agadata. It says in Pasik, Al Talshin Evel Adonav, do not slander a slave to his master. Pen Yikalecha, you shouldn't go ahead and slander a slave to the master. Pen Yikalecha Vashamta. Maybe he will curse you, Vashamta, and you'll be found shuldig. You'll be found guilty. Uksiv, it says, Dovi, Doi, if you have a generation, of Yikalel, that their parents, their father, they curse. Bes imalo yivarech. And they do not in any way bench their mother. Nevertheless, Mishud of Yikal, Zim Lizvorech, Al Taushen. Therefore, you shouldn't master. What does that mean? Ella, Phil Deutsch of Yikal, Zim Lizvorech, Al Taushen, even in such a generation that the people have no respect, they all show him. Nevertheless, you should not in any way slander the ever to his master. Minon, how do you know? Mahashayef, Mashayah. You know, all this Mashayah, because the Eden were terrible, they misbehaved. And all Hashem did was he agreed with the Eibishter, it's time to punish them, and let's forget about the Eden, and look what happened to him. He had to go through his whole experience to learn a lesson that he should learn to find the good in the Eden, despite all that. Om Rabbi Yishe, Rabbi Yishe said, "Ma'idich siv." It says in pasuk, "Tzidka." It says in pasuk. Tzidkas pirzoyne b'Yisrael, that the righteous thing was that he let the Eden live open. What does that mean? Tzedakah gavah b'Yisrael, the Eibishter did tzedakah, just like I said before, that we were scattered. To add gedim, there's another reason why we're scattered. Shepidim ben umes, why? What's tzedakah? That the Eden can never, rachmanes l'shel Olam, be annihilated totally. Except in the time of Haman, when Ahasuerus ruled over the entire world. Behind them, Leah, who mean the Yochanina, the Sabakaitis, one said, Yochanina, Anan, Ma'alinan, Minaicha, we are better than you are. What do you mean we are better than you are? In what way? So he says to him, Bechubayu, it says, Kishesh, Chadoshim, Yoshosham, that you were there, sat there for 6 months till you destroyed the entire Amalek. Ve'ilanan, Isnichu Gabon, Kamashani, we allow the Eden to live by us for a number of years. And Veloikovdin Luchumidi, we didn't hurt you, harm you. You guys are much worse, you're a violent people. Amalek said to him, Bab Mises, first he said to him, Tzoincha Tabu Tamil Echot, Bechinin said, you mind if one of my students deals with your question? They got Rabbi Yishe to deal with it. You know why you're not harming us? Not because you're good people. You want to do the complete annihilation of the Rachman and Slan of the Eden, but you can't figure out how to do it. You want to destroy all the Eden, less than the Gabaychu. So there'll be no memory of the Eden. We don't all live by you. The Eden is scattered over the world. You have no authority over other places. If you only want to kill the Eden, your subject, then people accuse you of being murderers, because there's so many Eden living in other parts of the world, so everyone will remember that you destroyed part of the Eden here. Amalei, so this guy said, I swear in my idol over here in Rome, every night we go to sleep and we wake up in the morning, and this is what occupies our minds: how do we destroy the Klal Yisrael? Nebuch. Okay. The Eibishter understands its way. What does that mean? Yoda Kodesh Baruch Hu, Debesh Hu, as Yisrael, Shein Echoy, the Kabbalah of Zori is Edom, he knew that they would not be able to cope with the ruthlessness and the cruelty of the people of Edom, for he exiled them after the first Beis Hamikdash to Babel. Why? Because they're not as cruel. In fact, we know the Yiddish guy flourished. In fact, when Ezra wanted to take the Yidden back to Eretz Yisrael, very few Yidden wanted to join them. They were very happy to live in Babel. Because even though they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash and everything else, they were not such cruel people. So the Yidden went to Babel, and historically, whenever the Christians, the Crusaders, give a hard time, the Muslims want to open the doors. Whenever the Muslims are giving a hard time, like today, it's the Christians who open the doors. The Abishah made sure that never happened that everyone hated us at the same time. I guess World War II, the Holocaust, might have been an exception. Nobody accepted the Eden into their land, practically. Why did Abishah send us to Babel? Because it's so deep. And in the valley, and so why is that important? So he says over here, because there's a pasuk that regards that it says when it comes to the deep, it says miyad she'ol efter mimavus egalim, that I will redeem them from the yad she'ol. That's referring to Babel, because it's a very low lying land. So therefore, he sent us in the first place. You know why we were sent to Babel? The language of Aramaic is very similar to Hebrew. So therefore, we could continue learning Torah. It's amazing, you know, you read Lahavdil, any language, you keep on reading it all the time, eventually you learn how to speak the language. All of us are learning Gemara every day, you know, since we were little kids. And how many people could say a sentence in Aramaic? Rabbi Yechon said, "Mipnei sheshigron lebeis iman," because, and the reason why we went to Babel is because the Abishah sent us back to where we came from. What do you mean? The house of our ancestors. Moshe, because Avram comes from there, who were Kazdi. Moshe, Lord, and Shekaz, Alishta, a person is angry at his wife. Lehechem, Shagedes, he sends her back, Lebezima, to her home. Three went back to its original state. Elohen Yisrael, they went back to the original place, which is Babel. Kesev Mitzrayim, the money of Mitzrayim went back to the Egyptians, and Ksav Luchas, and the writing of Luchas went back to its source. What do you mean? Yisroel, Hodami just said, Kesev Mitzrayim, the money of Mitzrayim, Ksiv, it says, Yibeshanach Mishal Amel Rechavim, Allah, Shishik Mitzrayim, the king of Mitzrayim, Shishik went, Al Yishalayim, and he took back, he captured it all, took away all the treasures. He took back the money, and Ksav Luchas, the writing on the Luchas, Ksiv, it says, Ve'eshbrim Le'nechem, I'll break the Luchas in front of your eyes. What do you mean? Something that you never saw anything before be something amazing. Tana, we learned Luchas Nishbru, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchas, but Va'oisias Parchas, or the letters went flying back to its source. Ulama, you know why we ended in Babel? Because dates there are very cheap, so therefore we can have supply, provide ourselves food, sustenance. The ask with Teda, we have plenty of time to learn Teda. And Babel, they flourish with Teda. So Ula once, Ikula Pumpadisa, Ula once came to Pumpadisa, this Ula, who idolized dates. Once came to Pumpadisa in Babel, Karevele, they offered him to eat, Terina, they offered him to eat the Terina, the Tamar. They gave him a whole bowl full of dates. Amalu, he said, Kamagi, Hani, this is so much. How much did it cost? So, how many zuzim? Amalu, like, plus, bezuzah. Three of such bowls cost one zuz. Amar, wow. Mole, tzana, dufsha, bezuzah. You can get so much dates in the basket, and you guys don't learn enough Torah. What excuse do you have? Things are so cheap, you can sit and spend the time learning Torah all the time. But that night, he had constant diarrhea, he couldn't sleep. Omar, he then turned around and said, on the Samba, the Moise, Bezuzah, the Babel, they have a basket full of poison that in this basket in Babel, and yet the Torah they are learning, I can't believe that they're able to learn Torah with all this, with these dates. Many nations went, go and rise to the mountain of Hashem. El Beis Elekei Yaakov, to the house of God of Yaakov. Elekei Yaakov, it's called the house of Yaakov. The Loi Elekei Avram Yitzchok, it doesn't mention Avram Yitzchok, it says only Beis Elekei Yaakov. Ela, like Rashi brings the Chumash, Loi Kavram, not like Avram that referred to the Beis Hamikdash, because of Bahad, he called it a mountain. Shnemar Rashi, Yomar Ayoim, Bahad Hashem, Yiro, a mountain. Loi ki Yitzchak kasa b'sadi, referred to as a field. Shadema v'yetzi Yitzchak l'sura b'sadi, went to daven in the field. Eloki Yaakov shekoda b'yis, like Yaakov called it a house. Shadema says v'yikir shemok mahu beis kale. In other words, in drush, Avraham Avinu was like a har. He, everyone looked at him like he was a mountain. He was remote. He had such authority that he was the leader. but everyone was distant. Yitzchak was a leader, but he was a sada. He was distant from everybody. He was out in the field. He was in his own world. Yaakov was the only one who was like a bias. He was warm. He invited everybody into his place. Like, you know, everyone in the community felt like it was part of his family. And that's how the Beis Hamikdash should be. Just finished one to two. That's Abriyachin and Godul, Kibbutz Golias, Kinyan Shiri Boshamayim Vodah. It's the day that Moshe will come. And there will be Kibbutz Golias. Everyone from exile will come back. We'll gather together. It's like the day that the world was created. Shemar says, V'nikbutzu b'nei Yehuda b'nei Yisrael Yachtov, that all the people will gather together, will all gather together. And then it says in the Pasuk, V'somu lohem roish echad, they will appoint themselves one leader of olam in others, they will go up from the land, Ki Godul Yoim Yisrael. Because the day Yom Yisrael, when everyone gets together, will be a big day. And where do you find the word day? See when it says, Yom Echad, that when the Jewish created the world, Erevayke is considered Yom. So this day that we all join together is like the same greatness that we created the world. Okay, this ends this section of Agadata. We'll continue tomorrow.
Can I use that?
Yeah.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, yes.
When you said before about Aramaic.
Yeah.
And Hebrew, are you saying that we learn Gemara all the time and we can't put together a sentence in Aramaic?
I'm saying I was making a comment about life today. The Gemara is saying that Aramaic is very similar to Hebrew. In fact, we had in Shabbos of Yom Beis, it says that the Malachi HaShodas don't speak Aramaic. Talked about you cannot daven and be yichidus in Aramaic. And Tesis remains the question, what do you mean you don't understand? Everyone's machshavas, how can they understand Aramaic? So the Ravid in his Truvus writes that Aramaic, on one hand, is close to Hebrew. On the other hand, but it's not Hebrew. So everyone started talking the vernacular of the land, and they didn't speak Lashon Kodesh.
Yep.
So the next generation only knew Aramaic, did not know Lashon Kodesh. And the Chacham were very worried.
Yeah.
How are they going to open a Chumash?
Yep.
So they said...
That's interesting because...
So Ravid continues, and he said that's why... The Chacham decided to frighten everybody and said, look, the Malachim don't understand Aramaic, you got to start learning Lashon Kodesh. And Davin Lashon Kodesh and so on. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Yeah. No, it's just interesting. I know a guy, a from guy, who's he was a scholar in ancient languages, and he told in Eretz Yisrael, and he told me once that Aramaic, there's lots of different Aramaics, and we have a Jewish Aramaic is like a dialect. And he said that of all the Aramaics, our Jewish Aramaic is the one that they cannot put together as a because what these scholars do, what for, I have no idea, is they rebuild ancient languages and they try to figure it out as a language. He said that they just can't, it couldn't be done to work out, to reconstitute Jewish Aramaic as a language.
Interesting. Talmud Yerushalmi is Aramaic as well, but their Aramaic is different than ours, and we called it Lashon Sirsi. If you remember, we had a while ago, Techeisa Laseh, one explanation was Sirsi. So if you open a Yerushalmi, you'll see that Aramaic is far more difficult than the Aramaic in Babel, which is interesting. In Babel, in the place where the Aramaic was, the Aramaic is pretty close to Hebrew. I mean, you can see it, you can figure out, you can look at the Shoresh, you change a letter here, Tav Hashin. You look at the Yerushalmi Aramaic, very difficult. So in Yisrael, they spoke a different dialect or a different kind of Aramaic.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow, Mitch. Bye.
Yep.